This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. If I say supply chain, what do you think? Maybe, great, another story about delays, shortages, price increases. One particularly hard-hit sector the past couple of years has been chips, the kind that power your smartphone and very likely your car. So yeah, about that, turns out the shortage has turned into a glut, at least for certain kinds of chips. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more.
Early in the pandemic, Stacy Razgan's kids were stuck at home during lockdowns. Brace yourself. This story will sound familiar.
They were home from school for 18 months. I have four kids. I bought four notebook computers. So, like, I'm not buying any notebooks for a while.
In addition to being a dad of four, Razgan is also a senior analyst at Bernstein Research. And he says chips for PCs and smartphones make up half of the semiconductor industry.
And those are areas where we are seeing this sort of shortage situation turn into a glut.
That glut is hitting memory chips like the ones that are used in PCs and smartphones hardest. They're fairly similar to each other from one manufacturer to another, according to Tufts University's Chris Miller, author of the recent book Chip War.
Companies that produce memory chips don't have a lot of differentiation between these chips.
But with specialized chips, say those used in graphics or artificial intelligence, the market rules are more complex.
There's more differentiated products and different companies face different demand dynamics.
Even during the present economic downturn, supply is tight for these more specialized chips, like the ones that end up in vehicles, says Kristen Jicek, policy advisor at the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago.
Certainly, demand has not fallen off a cliff for automotive chips. There's still considerable pent-up demand for new vehicles.
That's one silver lining for the sector. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.